That's episode 50, I just realized.
Fucking
5-0.
Doing it for a while now.
Yeah.
But the episode is crazy.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the You're Right Podcast. My name's Jamie Phoenix, and we're joined today with O'Shea.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Oh, man, I feel welcomed.
That's good, brother. That's good.
I'm good.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Yeah, hard. How's your week been so far?
It's been a bit boring. I've just been at home, chilling in my room, you know, watching Netflix, stuff like that.
What do you watch?
Ooh, what do I watch? K-dramas. I've started on K-dramas.
Oh, yeah?
K-dramas.
Yeah. Hey, I got pretty interested in one K-drama, so I went into the next one. Yeah.
What would you say your top five shows are on Netflix at the moment?
Top five shows? What's the one? I can't remember the K-drama. Okay. Oh, man. I don't even know.
Well, top five shows all time, not just Netflix.
Not just Netflix?
Just anything.
Okay, we've got The Flash.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to ask, do you like the latest seasons, the last few seasons? Or is it season one and two? Because that's what everybody says.
I haven't even watched those seasons. I kind of like stopped watching it because I kind of like...
No, I think that's what... everybody said that season one and two was like peak and then the rest was just like downhill.
The one I stopped at was season four.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of other seasons.
What's that latest? I saw a clip the other day on TikTok about... The Flash and like this other guy that looked like The Flash, but it was like a black and white suit.
Zoom.
Black and white.
Black and Zoom.
And
is
he is like pretty much like The Flash, but like a replica sort of him.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Do you know?
All I can think of is Zoom.
Zoom.
Maybe it's the latest season or something like that.
Probably.
Who knows?
Yeah. And Avatar, The Last Airbender, you know, the one that just came out.
Banger.
Wait, what about the animated one, though?
Oh, awesome.
Is it as good as the live action? Because I've only seen the animated.
Yeah, it's as good as the live action one. It's so much better, man. So much funnier. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So that's two. What are the other three?
13 Reasons Why. Love that one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got a question. I only watched the first season and it was about the tapes, right? How did they make like three more seasons? What's it even about? Like genuine
That's
question.
That's pretty funny because the first two seasons are about the tapes and then they stopped talking about them in the last two.
So what's the last two about?
Just their lives, I think. Hey.
I don't know. They transition it from the tapes and then it goes on to like other people's dramas.
Mm. Is it good though?
I don't know. It is good to watch, but like, I feel like the last season is a waste of time because the last season doesn't talk about the tapes at all.
Did you guys in high school get like that message when season one came out for like the parents, like to advise the kids in high school not to watch it? Did you get that?
No, I actually watched it like when it came out straight away.
Before like...
Yeah. I was still in school. I loved it.
I was kind of the same to that as well. And then probably like 2 weeks after it came out, my mom was like, are you watching that series? 13 Reasons
Why?
It was good though.
Yeah,
the first season. I think I got to season three and then like started watching season four. I was like, oh nah, this kind of just ain't really it anymore. I thought season four might have been like a prequel, like all about like Hannah Baker's life before the tape sort of thing. But a
little spin-off show.
Yeah.
So many of those now. Not some of them aren't bad.
Yeah, there's... Young Sheldon to
Big Bang Theory. That's successful. And they're making a spin-off off that now as well.
Of Sheldon's brother.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't remember his name. But there's some good spin-offs.
What about the last two?
Okay, the last two. I reckon they should have stopped it like at the end of season two. Yeah. The last two was just they kept carrying it on and then they ended it quite bad and sad.
Dragged it on a bit too much.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know any other favorite shows I got. Those are the ones I can think of. Orange is the New Black. Yeah, Orange is the New Black.
Oh, I forgot that existed. That was a good one too, eh? I didn't watch it, but I know it was decent.
I watched the first season, but I was watching so many other shows. I was watching Breaking Bad at the time. Oh. And what's the other one?
I watched Prison Break twice. Ooh. You've seen Prison Break?
I've heard of it.
I've seen clips of it.
Michael Scofield, man. So good. So good.
What about, Outer Banks. I was watching that at the same time as well. So I kind of just forgot about it. That was a real old one through like lockdown. Real good one to watch.
Oh yeah, I've never seen that. I've seen clips of it though. A lot of edits on TikTok.
Yeah, sure. They've got some music in it from Fat Freddy's Drop.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And that's like kind of what made me fall in love with it. I was like, oh, this is mean. Like an American show using New Zealand music.
Who's
Fat Freddy's?
Oh,
It's like a New Zealand band.
Oh, you've really? You've triggered New Jamie.
No. It's like a real old New Zealand, like, not reggae band, but like sort of funk. They're a good band, though. Definitely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Especially if they're from New Zealand. Man.
I think they're from the, like, the 80s, and they still make music to this day. You may have heard some of their music. You probably just don't know. Like, you know, Wandering Eye? I got the wandering eye. Ratchet. Nah.
Maybe one of their songs.
Possibly. Who knows?
Yeah. And Lucifer, the show.
I've never seen that, eh?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is, but I've just never, like, my mate was massively into it, but I was just like, oh.
I visited the set of Lucifer years ago and I went to LA. It's so cool. They told us strictly, like, as soon as we walked in there, like, no phones. Do not take a picture of anything. Like, someone whipped out their phone just to check the time, got the phone, like, assistant or whatever goes up, snatches the phone off her.
Oh, damn.
They were like intense security. It was a cool set though.
Where was it? LA?
Yeah, LA.
Did you get to see the cast?
Nah, just the set. I would have loved to though. Just the set.
Yeah.
Alright, let's get into some of the juicy questions.
Oh, okay.
So you're currently on TikTok and most social media platforms. Do you know how many followers you have currently?
In total of everything.
In total of
YouTube, Insta, TikTok.
Honestly, 80, 90. I'd be like around like 300,000 in total.
Damn.
Yeah, out of all the platforms I have.
We have 100 followers on our Instagram.
Let's go.
Let's go.
We also have like 900 botted YouTube subscribers. Not from us, but
yeah, someone botted our YouTube channel. I got gassed, like 1,000 subscribers, let's go.
Around Christmas as well.
Jamie's like, come on Phoenix, like, be realistic, there's probably bots. I'm like, oh yeah, probably,
because it all happened in one day as well, and we're like,
yeah. And just someone was trying to help you out.
Yeah,
just hasn't gone too well, because like our subscribers have just gone down and down, because all the,
it happened at like the same like 5 minutes, and it's just stayed at that number for 1,000 subscribers. So it's unless 1,000 people just decided to hit subscribe at the same time.
To be fair, we almost did have 100 subscribers on YouTube before that point, but then it just got like, yeah, botted by some random people. We're not going to throw allegations or anything, but we have a pretty good idea on who it might be. But yeah, it was pretty ratchet. We interviewed them and then like our spike went up. Either way, so I found out about you through Charlie, the content you and Charlie do together. Yeah. How did you guys like start out? Did you guys go to school together or?
No, we kind of met online. So he followed me first. I went to go see one of his videos and then it showed up on my For You page. I was like, oh, cool. I've seen this. I've seen plenty of this guy's content. I went to go swipe on his account, and then he was following me. I was like, "Oh, heck yeah!" And then one of my mates, I can't remember who, but like one of my mates, invited them for like a little film day or something like that, and then that's how I got to like know him like in person.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We were all invited into this one event. CreatorCon.
He talked about that. Yeah. They've only done one of those, right? But it was pretty good.
Yeah. It was actually the first one.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a second one this year.
I think we should go.
I'd love to go.
You guys can apply.
Oh, fuck. I'm sure we'd probably get in. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's on the Instagram. You can check it out.
Yeah.
Just DM them. Yeah. Doesn't hurt.
It's in their bio and they check it out. Yeah.
Because I got YouTube videos, like, but I have a TikTok and Instagram and that, and I make YouTube videos and I take clips from those and put them on there, but I don't actually make like actual proper like TikToks. I'm so bad at it. I tried it in lockdown, but you guys make some funny TikToks.
Oh,
like it's what makes it funny is like Kiwi humor.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what
I think makes it like that's real golden.
Where do most of your ideas like kind of flourish from for Instagram, TikTok and all that stuff?
Like how I come up with the ideas.
Yeah.
So basically every video that you see on my account has been from like experience. Like I've experienced like every single situation that I've made on my account. So yeah, that's how I pretty much like make it like accurate. Yeah, pretty much. Accurate, funny, relatable.
Fuck yeah.
And yeah. Most of the time I've been like joking around with my family and all that, but I've never like, I don't know, did anything, made any videos for the internet. So yeah, everything just started going serious last year. I was like, holy heck, because everyone started liking my my New Zealand content.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, thank you guys.
Thank time you, to kind man. Of take off with it.
Honestly,
eh?
Yeah, I just kept that up ever since then.
So was it kind of one main video that blew up, or was it kind of a gradual progression?
It was actually one video that blew up.
What was that?
I was lip syncing to this guy's audios the whole time, like America, Russia, or something like that. And then someone commented, "Do New Zealand, like do a New Zealand accent." And then I did it. I made like a little skit to it, replying to that comment. And that blew up. That blew up to the max. And then I think like over 1 million views. I was like, holy heck, I'm going to keep this up.
Keep doing it.
Yeah, I just kept on doing. And then every single video that I made related to New Zealand, like kept blowing up. And I was like, oh, man, I felt so happy, man. I felt so happy.
How do you like, I don't know if you get a bit hate. Do you get hate? And if you do, like, how do you deal with it? Because there's always going to be like dickheads online.
Nah, I see a few hate comments in the comment section. Honestly, I just stay calm. I'm not really someone to be like, ah, shush, man, shush. You shush. And then, nah, I'm not like that. I'm kind of like, oh, thanks for the feedback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a joke out of it rather than get angry and stuff. Like
we get hate comments. I don't know if you see it. I control the TikTok. I just like the comment and I just respond back with a smiley face.
It's the best way to deal with it because, like, people are going to hate regardless in New Zealand. Like, tall poppy syndrome is huge. We talk about it a lot on this podcast.
I know.
It's just, I guess there's something must be going wrong in their life for them to actually kind of just hate for no reason, right? So might as well just be positive and turn it into a funny moment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, on one of my videos recently, someone commented cringe and I was like, oh, which part? And then they were like, the whole idea. And I was like, oh, my bad, G. I don't know what else to say. I was like, my bad. I'll try and make it less cringe, I guess. But man, yeah.
The comments we get all the time, the main one is, damn, they should make podcast equipment more expensive, or podcast equipment is just too cheap. That's the comment we get all the time.
Yeah, that's a pretty common one. It's actually quite funny. Yeah, I see those.
I think those are funny though. I'm not gonna lie. I think those are actually kind of funny.
You should tell them to start their own podcast then.
I just respond back with a smiley face. Oh.
Good way, I guess. You got to stay positive.
So what kind of inspired you to start doing social media as a whole?
Oh, so I first started doing like skits on YouTube.
Mm.
That never blew up, but I just kept doing them anyway. What kind of inspired me was I think like when I was 8 years old, my mom wanted to... Oh, so I'm in love with acting.
Sweet.
So I wanted to like be at that point to like be an actor, and the closest I can get to being an actor was doing my own stuff, like using my own phone camera, and then recording myself like acting and all that. So I posted that up on YouTube, and that's kind of like where I pushed myself to like do social media kind of stuff. Yeah, I at first I didn't really care about blowing up. I just did it. Because it was fun.
For the fun of it, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I actually did it during high school, which was because a lot of people found out about it. And
we've all been there, I think, at a point. Yeah.
They're like, oh, I love your YouTube video, Shay. I'm like, oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Did you subscribe? And they're like, oh, no, but I will now. Yeah.
How long have you been making YouTube videos for now, Phoenix?
Me? 10 years ago, I started with the Mushy Monsters. Have you heard of that game?
Mushy Monsters.
It's like, you know what Club Penguin is?
Nah.
You know what Club Penguin is?
Nah.
Am I too old, man?
Nah, surely. Wait, you know what Club Penguin is, G.
You know?
Yeah.
Just me?
But anyway, it's like this little online game, and they had like toys, and I'd like do toy reviews. And then I started doing like skits. And now I just do, like, I make movies for... I released a movie in cinemas last month, another one next year, and I just made like heaps of movies, and I just do behind the scenes of those and just find the funniest bits and stick them online.
Oh, wait, no, I have heard something about that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
big jump from toy reviews, but...
Yeah, me and Phoenix made a video together, what was it, back in like...
Oh, you know, back when you're like 12 years old, you got like an iPad, you want to film a video, the smoothie challenge, that's what we did.
Oh, my.
And I didn't want my face on camera at the time, So what did I think? I put like a cloth over my eyes or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That was out of it as. Heaps of kids used to bully me in high school because of that. They're like, oh, you're so young and shit. I was like, oh, cheer, bro, shot for the view. That wasn't even my account. I was just like, oh, shot for the view, bro. I used to make YouTube videos as well. I don't anymore. But
what did you used to make?
Gosh, let me think back. GTA playthroughs at the age of like 10.
Oh, yeah, yep. I remember those.
Mortal Kombat.
Call of Duty 2, right, surely?
Yeah, a couple.
Black Ops.
Yeah, just random shit. Oh, I did like vlogs when I was a bit older, like 16. I grew up in Whangarei and stuff, so.
Causing havoc in farmers. I think that was one of the famous videos you made.
That's still up there to this day. Most of the videos are privated, but that one's still up there just because it's like such shit editing and it's just so botched, but it's funny.
It's good memories though.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's good memories.
And I came down to Auckland for like 2 weeks, made a video at Sylvia Park. No real content to it. I reviewed Burger Fuel for the first time. That was pretty fire.
Cool.
Other than that, yeah, nah. I was pretty shit at making YouTube videos. I do want to get back into it, but it's just one of those things that I'm fucking way too lazy to at the moment, eh?
Yeah, I feel you.
Do you upload to YouTube too, or is it like strictly like TikTok, Instagram?
When I have the time, I do long form content for YouTube. The moment I've just been doing like YouTube shorts.
Yeah. What's the long form content that you do sometimes?
The ones I've been doing at the moment were like, I don't know, what I do in the day or like
little
my
day
trips.
In life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travel,
yeah,
and cool. All that kind of stuff.
It's good memories. Even if nobody watches this, like, it's good memories.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I record and everyone's like, why are you recording? I'm like, oh, it's for YouTube. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Do you have any aspirations for the next 5 years for your media content creation? Is there anything you kind of want to achieve over the next 5 years?
Not really. I just want to keep going at it and keep posting, keeping it up so like my thing doesn't die and everyone forgets about me. So yeah. I just want to keep on going, getting more engagement, I guess. Oh, high views is what I'm aiming for. Yeah, once I get high views, like what's that word, consistently. Yeah.
Oh, consistently.
Yeah. Then I'm happy.
What's your current goal for, like, is there a follower goal or is it more just trying to get views at the moment for you?
Follower goal, so at the moment I'm at like 280k. Follower goal, 300k. Yeah.
That's a pretty good goal nonetheless. Way better than us, that's all I'm gonna say.
Do you see do you see this as hopefully being like a full time thing for do for years? Or is there something else you'd want to get into?
Oh, full time thing for sure. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a pretty insane.
In the future,
lifestyle.
I wanna mainly get into like acting and all that. Mm-hmm. So but at the moment I'm doing social media, like with all the skits, acting included, and then once I get like hopefully full-time acting, then I'll be still doing the social media stuff like part-time and then, you know, acting full-time. Yeah. Like,
I'll be down for you to join one of our movies.
Oh.
One in cinemas in December next year.
Oh.
Surely.
Oh. Yeah. I'm keen for whatever, honestly. Yeah.
Oh, I'll hit you up one day.
Oh, is there any creators within New Zealand that you haven't collaborated with that you would like to in like the next coming couple months or years?
Ooh. Jimmy Jackson for sure. I still haven't collaborated with Ooze Gang yet. One day.
Ooze Gang seems funny as fuck to
collaborate. I know. That guy's like crack up.
What about Judax?
Oh yeah, I've collaborated with her.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I have. Surely, she's cool.
Is she friends with Ooze Gang and stuff?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Maybe. I've been seeing her in his videos. Quite a lot.
Maybe you could like network your way through. Just be like, oh, hey Judex, could
I
you
feel
like
all you guys kind of have like connections somehow. Like connected someone. Yeah, someone knows
it's
someone.
Like, that one knows that person, which knows that person.
Yeah.
I get you.
Like we got Herman from Skip the Boat on mainly through Charlie.
Oh yeah.
And then I don't even know how we really got Charlie on. I just messaged him one day. I was like, oh, Chibro, we got a podcast. Keen's come on. And he was like, yo. And then kind of just through there, we've like been networking our way through like New Zealand creators, which has been really cool. It's also a really small, tight-knit community here in New Zealand. So it's pretty easy to network your way through a lot of creators here, which is cool.
Yeah, especially in like the big cities like Auckland, there's a lot of creators. Like, yeah that's interesting. Oh, that does social media and stuff. But like, shots to Charlie, man, because he put my name through to you guys, and I'm like, oh yeah, man, thank you so much, because he knows that I've been wanting to do like a podcast like this.
That's dope.
So yeah,
it's probably nice having a change of like, instead of just doing skits, sitting down talking.
Yeah. Nah, I enjoy this. Holy heck.
Do you know of any, like, I personally don't know of many other podcasts here in New Zealand. Have you heard of any other ones?
I had a look at like the top 100 podcasts in New Zealand to see like, surely we're on there. Maybe at least 99 or something. Yeah. And we're not, but there's a whole heap of New Zealand podcasts I've just never heard of before, but it's nice seeing like...
Oh, there's like the Alpha Blokes or something like that. I know there's that one that's pretty popular. A lot of my mates listen to that like on the way to work. There's the Morning Shift. I know of that one.
Morning Shift.
Yeah. It's like three guys. One of them's from MyFM. They just do like they were all into radio, and they like love doing the morning kind of shift for the radio. And what they ended up doing was just kind of doing a podcast every morning and uploading it, which is really cool. Like a different kind of twist on podcasts. There's also, I'm pretty sure, like Tickheads with Uncle Ticks. There's a couple of podcasts filmed in here as well, but there's like a chick one. That's what this backdrop's for. I didn't really do much research into it, but
I had a look on the website to see if I could see all the podcasts. I couldn't even see us on there.
Nah, they probably haven't even bothered, to be
honest.
Is
there like over 100 podcasts?
I would say, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What the
heck? But like, because we're small, and there will be other small ones too.
There was, who were the Furo and stuff are starting a podcast, well, supposedly starting a podcast.
The Haps G podcast,
I think? Yeah, Haps G. They got like 1,000 subscribers and haven't even uploaded yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Straight up.
Lucky.
Never heard of that before.
I got three people that I want on this podcast 100%.
Who's that?
The first one would be like two people, Jono and Ben.
Oh,
I love Jono and Ben.
We should just hit
them up. Or Guy Williams.
Oh,
Guy Williams would be
insane.
And the other one, a little bit random, Kermit the Frog or Elmo. Just because how I know, yeah. Huh?
Elmo would be better. Elmo would be fucking better.
Elmo. Because Elmo's they're in Australia, Sydney. That's
really?
Where yeah, that's
they?
Where they film all those things. Yeah,
I thought it was American.
No. Well, it's possibly. I mean, an American show, but I know that when Fraser did his 10,000 Dreams and he spoke to me, he spoke to us about it. He, you know who Fraser is, the 10,000 Dreams.
Yeah.
He went to Sydney to shoot Elmo's Dreams. So I don't know if maybe based in Sydney. If they are, I want Elmo on, because how awesome would that be?
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, all the Wiggles, bro. That'd be pretty fire.
All the Wiggles.
Wiggles.
OG classic, bro. I don't even know who I'd want on, to be honest.
Bit random. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, that would be a good one, but I feel like he's a bit too occupied with his days.
Yeah.
Making random ass movies.
I think Taika Waititi.
Oh, that'd be a good.
I'd love to have a conversation with him.
I'd love to have Oozgang on the podcast.
Oh, Oozgang would be be funny.
That would be like just taking the piss 24/7. Obviously, he'd take the piss out of us, but that'd still be funny as.
He's
a real good content creator.
That would be cracker.
We'll build our way up there eventually.
Slowly.
One day.
Hard.
Got any more juicy questions?
Yeah, I had two in my head, but they just kind of floated off into the abyss right now. They'll come back to me.
Random question. A merch. Would you ever do that?
Merch?
Yeah.
When I'm like famous.
Famous.
Yeah. I'm talking like millions of followers, then yeah, I would do that. Because I'd have the budget for, you know, the merch and all that kind of stuff.
Nah, you wanted to do merch last year, didn't you?
People would be like, oh, she's got merch. Let's buy it. Let's buy it ASAP. Yeah, that's kind of reaction that I want when I do the merch.
Yeah.
Okay. We thought about doing merch.
I
thought about it. Oh. But I didn't want it to be like just cliche merch, like the Europe. I didn't want it to be like that.
Just
I
wanted like a shirt that says Europe podcast.
I didn't want that because no one's going to want to buy that and wear that. I want to have something that people are actually going to want to wear out in public, something that's visually appealing, sort of like Skip the Boats merch.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
all of it says Skip the Boat. Some of them have inspirational quotes and stuff like that. So no, I was thinking about that, but probably when we're a bit bigger, not at this point.
I get you though. I get you. Yeah.
For sure. Have you ever thought about getting into streaming and doing things on like other platforms like Twitch, Kick? Like,
I have tried that. Like, I've tried Twitch so many times. I just don't really have. I'm not really consistent with Twitch. Because it's like, oh yeah, I'm streaming. Every time I stream, I'm happy. I'm having fun. But like, I don't really keep it up. I kind of like forget because I'm doing all the skit stuff and all that kind of stuff, you know. One day I'll think about it. Yeah.
So typically when you're making a YouTube skit and stuff, walk us through the process of how you would kind of do the skit. Like, where does the... How does it transform from an idea into the video? If you were to walk us through that process, how would it look like?
So it would look like I get the idea first. For example, like when that one person does this, blah, blah, blah. I have to get the idea first. And then I kind of like visualize the idea like in the video and all that. And I have it all down. And honestly, I think my brain's just built different. Like I just visualize stuff like, just like that. And then scripts. Yeah, I definitely do scripts, especially for YouTube. But for TikTok, I sometimes do scripts, but the other times I just improvise it. Yeah,
that's cool.
Improvising is fun.
That's cool. And then it's the planning and it's the recording and the editing in total. YouTube is long. YouTube is long to like edit and film and all that kind of stuff. But TikTok and that's just like...
Straight on your phone, right?
Yeah, straight on my phone. Even the YouTube videos.
Yeah, on your... What do you edit to...
yeah. I didn't know you could do that. I'll probably get into it.
What do you edit YouTube videos on your phone?
CapCut. Yeah, I don't really use all that kind of fancy stuff because I don't know how to and I can't be bothered.
I mean, if it works, it works.
Yeah,
right?
If it works, it works. I just use CapCut, like...
How do you get rid of the like watermark at the end with CapCut? Do you just like clip it on the...
Oh, is there a watermark? It's just not there.
I swear like...
Like at the end when like
yeah,
it finishes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people make edits.
Delete it.
That's easy, fuck.
So it's like a video, so you just click on it and delete it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck. I should probably get into doing that.
I've never used CapCut before. What is it?
A lot of these like
sounds so old.
CapCut's
so
like
old.
A real good app for making like edit or like younger kids make edits and stuff on CapCut. Yeah. And that's where I usually see the like thing at the end. They do this like weird edit of them. It's like made on CapCut.
You can edit on TikTok too, right?
Oh, you can, but that's just
not as extensive, right?
Yeah, there's not much things on there to edit. Yeah.
How long does it usually take you to edit like a TikTok video?
Oh, I was just about to say that. My normal skits like usually take 20 to 30 minutes to film and edit. That's it.
Fuck, that's not bad.
To film, that's pretty simple. I usually take like multiple clips or like a few clips of the same clip. So that usually takes like 10 to 15 minutes to film and then the other 15 minutes to edit. It's pretty easy.
That's not
to
bad,
edit.
Eh?
I think I've just been doing it a lot. Yeah, I got used to it.
Yeah. Shit. So, do you know of a creator called Wolf, the TVNZ presenter?
Win Wolf.
Yeah.
I know him.
We've got him coming up in the next
early May
when he comes back from his trip.
Yeah.
Do you have any like suggested or? How do I say this?
Any questions we can like throw him off guard?
Yeah.
That maybe like he wouldn't expect us to ask him, pretty much?
You should definitely ask him like, how's the food that he's been tasting in New Zealand? Like New Zealand food? How's the New Zealand food he's been tasting? And yeah, he'll just, what's your favorite New Zealand food that he's
tried so far?
Tried so far.
Okay.
That's a question to ask.
Any other ones?
Sorry, I got distracted. Not really. When did you start?
Yeah.
When did you start? And I
That's all I can think of.
No,
that's all I can think of. Yeah,
yeah, with early May we've got him coming in, which will be pretty interesting to have a yarn to him and see how we go, see how he kind of operates and does things. He's been doing it for a while now, like social media influencing
years,
as well.
Years, man.
I messaged him, I think the same time as you, but we were supposed to have him on. Yeah, we were supposed to have him on last week, but we. Nah, I think he's going away soon, so we couldn't actually like kind of organize it all, which was good. So you've done a couple of sponsorships with brands and stuff. How does that typically work? Do they hit you up or do you hit them up, sort of thing?
Also, so I'm with an agency.
Oh.
And a social media agency. And so I think the brands like hit my manager up because it's in my bio and all that. His contacts are in my bio. And I think they just hit him up and that's where I get all the deals and that. But that's for now though. That's for now. I reckon, I don't know. I just get high views and brands love me, I guess.
Mm.
And they want me. Oh, they want their brands to be in my account. Yeah.
Do you potentially want to go solo at one point? Like from an agency?
Definitely. Very soon. Very soon. I actually enjoy... I actually enjoy it more going slow, solo, than being in an agency. It's kind of stressful, not gonna lie, and it's kind of like, you kind of need like, I don't know, money.
What does it kind of look like? Do you make a video, send it through to the not to the agency, but like to the brand,
and they have to like review it, right?
Yeah. Oh, they do. They definitely do. They would have to like see the video to see what it looks like for some brands, and then if they approve it, they approve it. And sometimes they like be like, "I do this in the video." We first send them a concept of what the video is going to be about and what's going to be in the video, and then they approve it. And then we make the video, we send it off to them, and then they have to approve that one before posting.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Have you ever gotten like denied for anything before?
Yeah, I have. I have.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
I don't even know. I don't even know. But I wouldn't say the brand name. But there was this one where I gave them my concept. They rejected their whole concept, so I have to make another one, and they kind of delayed it. And then they kind of like didn't like it. They had to edit things up themselves, and so they made the pay go less. I was like, it's all right, I guess. There's this one time where I sent through a video to this brand and then they were like, "Oh no, sorry, you have to do this again. You have to do it.
Change up like these little things, I'm guessing.
This and this and this." And like, damn. It's the little details, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I guess like one little thing and they just wouldn't be happy with the video. And that's kind of most of your pay gone right there. How does it look like with an agency as well? Because they sort you out these like brand dealships. Do they take a cut of like the money and stuff?
They do.
Damn.
My one is crazy, man. My cut is crazy.
Are you allowed to talk about that? Well,
50%.
50.
Damn.
50%. Oh my days.
And how do you, is there a way to possibly reduce that percentage, or do you have to just go to another agency sort of thing to get that, like a lesser percentage cut of
It's the agency.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. I know. I'm probably not supposed to talk about it, but yeah, I did. I had to.
If there's anything you want me to cut out, let me know.
Okay, thank you.
I'd love to go with a brand agency, honestly, but
I mean, I reckon post this like when I go solo.
So you're not gonna get fired. Are there like better agencies in New Zealand, or are you kind of at the best one in your opinion?
I don't really know. I don't really know the best ones or like any good ones in general. Like I think if your views are going up, if you have high views consistently, then it's good for you to go solo.
Mm.
Yeah. It's,
find your own sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather go solo. Not going to lie.
Are there any brands that you kind of want to work with in the next couple of coming months or year or so?
Not really. Hallenstein Brothers. Yeah.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. I want Hallensteins. This is Hallen. No, I want it. This is Hallen. I always wear Hallensteins.
You do. I'm not really like, I like Hallensteins. I used to like them a lot, but I've kind of moved away from Hallensteins now. I got this one jacket a couple months ago and like all the buttons just popped off of it. It wasn't even me wearing it. I just put it in the wash. came off. I was like, oh, no. Nah, bro, I'm never wearing Hellensteins again, unfortunately.
Waste of money, man. Yeah,
it was like an $80 jacket as well. I was like, fuck, bro, that's wretched as. So I've still got some like Hellensteins things that have lasted me years, but I don't know what it is. I think they've gone towards more cheap alternatives for producing their clothes. I'm not too sure on that, but...
That reminds me when I bought this $50 beanie, and then like on the first couple of days, it like I didn't even do the hole itself. Like a hole just appeared up top. Like
the stitches kind of...
Yeah, the stitches kind of like split open.
Damn.
So I was like, oh, what's this? And I told my cousin because he knows how to sew. I was like, oh, can you sew this? And he's like, no, I can't. It's broken. I'm like, hey.
Wait, is that Hellensteins?
It was Kathmandu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's decent quality too, isn't it? I just got a Kathmandu beanie.
Oh, I think I just got the wrong one. I think they just like, shh, and then they put it back.
And they were in the factory. They're like, yeah, I'm going to fuck up someone's day. Rip a little hole.
I was so mad, man, because it was $50. I didn't really mind because I was rich at the time. But then now thinking about it, it's like, oh, man, I could have spent that $50 on something else like pizza or McDonald's. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Fuck. No, I kind of tend towards going into more niche brands now. You know, in Newmarket, there's like, well, there's heaps of just random new stores that have been popping up. I just kind of go to, like, I got a new Dickies jacket recently. That's pretty nice. Just random, like, more popular brands.
Oh, yeah. I love Dickies.
Underground kind of like.
Yeah. Sort of underground, but sort of known, but not like mainstream clothing.
That's just, Newmarket's good for all that.
Fuck yeah. This is from Huffer. I quite like Huffer.
Huffer. Oh, yeah. Huffer. Yeah. I've never shopped there, but I know it. I know it's pretty good.
Huffer's nice, but they've kind of gone towards the same direction as Hellensteins recently with going for cheaper alternatives. Like, I had a zipper that just broke off like a week ago. To be fair, I'd had that pair of pants for like 2 years, so it's not that bad. But yeah.
It lasted 2 years. That's all good.
Hard. Got my money's worth it.
The one to go for me is H&M. Yeah, nah. Ooh, yeah. I seem to always go there because it's like, everywhere else is expensive, but like H&M is like, it's worth it, you know, because it lasts long. It's
you don't see many guys wearing H&M like clothes either.
Yeah,
I know H&M jacket is quite nice. That's the only thing I got from H&M, but I love it. I love H&M.
Is it that fleece one that you wear? That like greenish one?
No, it's a black, kind of like a leather jacket.
Okay,
got it a while ago. It's quite nice.
I haven't been to H&M in a hot minute, but I got a couple of singlets from there. Like,
Where do you normally shop for clothes?
I usually go to Newmarket and then I go to a store called either Fall in Front. It's so when I used to live up in Whangarei, we had a beach house out there, and our next door neighbor, Stuart, he owns a store called Fall in Front in Newmarket, and his like daughter works there and stuff, and I go in every now and then. That's where I got my Dickies jacket from. Got a couple of iLab stuff from there. Just get real cool random stuff from there. Got my wallet from there as well.
Is that at Whangarei?
No, that's here in Newmarket.
Oh, no. I was going to say, Whangarei, good luck buying clothes out there. You know.
Yeah, bro.
You
know. Whangarei is like actually terrible for clothes.
Hellensteins.
Yeah, Hellensteins. That's it. You got the Himalayan Trading Shop in Whangarei.
Probably like beanies every time you get like a deal for a V can at the petrol station up there.
Yeah, bro. I've actually got the V merch on lock, bro.
Those kind of merch are kind of cool.
Got like V socks.
Got trading cards now, right?
The V socks at the gas station.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I got a V beanie, V bucket hat. I went in the draw to win a V like jumper, but never won. What else? I think that's about it.
Imagine rocking up in a V fit.
I was pretty sure they've got like V jocks as well. Like, that'd be pretty mean.
If you go in a full fit, V will want to sponsor you.
Oh, fuck yeah! If I went to Creative, what was it called? CreatorCon.
Yeah, CreatorCon. Did you go there?
No. If I go there this year, I'd go in a full dripped out V fit.
When is it?
I don't even know. It's sometime this year, but I think it's like earlier than it was last year. So I think like July, June.
Okay, so mid-year sort of.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I hope I'm in London in June. Surely it's not when it's in June.
I'll go for you, vlog it for you.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from Auckland. My best mate's moving there. And so I'm going with him just to kind of say goodbye. I'll grab a camera and film a bit of content there.
Yeah. London, should be good.
So changing the direction of the conversation a bit. If you had any messages to aspiring media influencers, like say you go back 2 years, and if you had a message to yourself or other people wanting to be like you, what would be your biggest advice?
A quote, a real emotional quote right now.
keep going. Mm. You've probably heard this a lot, but keep it up. Mm. Yeah. If you want to do content, first start off with like whatever country you're from. First start talking about that country, and then whatever niche you're in, mention that country that you're in. It will blow you up wherever you are. And then once you're up, you can start making your own thing, and then boom, that's some advice I'd give myself, you know.
Dope.
There we go.
I know.
Well, we've reached the 40-minute mark.
Damn.
Anything else you wanted to say before we finish off?
Oh, yeah. Which one? That one.
That one, yeah.
Sup, guys. I'm O'Shea Murphy. I'm pretty cool. And hopefully in the next few more years, I'll become an actor on screen. And, you know, I'll be on that big screen soon. So, hope, man. Pray for me. If you guys haven't followed me, go follow me, man.
Do you want to plug your socials? What's your tags and stuff?
Okay. @ O'Shea Murphy. The same name on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Yeah. You can add me on Facebook. Jump on my Snap.
Yeah.
Chirp.
Sweet.